Penguin Random House Audio presents Making Sense of God, An Invitation to the Skeptical, by Timothy Keller. Read for you by Sean Pratt. Preface: The Faith of the Secular. I have been a Christian minister in Manhattan for nearly 30 years. Most people in the city that is my home are not religious believers. Nor are they what used to be called C&E, meaning Christmas and Easter only, Christians. Rather, most would identify as no religious affiliation, or as secular. Recently, the New York Times ran a story about a weekly discussion venue our church holds for people who are skeptical that there is a God, or any supernatural reality. The ground rules of the group assume neither that any religion, nor that secularism is true. Instead, multiple sources are consulted: personal experience, philosophy, history, sociology, as well as religious texts, in order to compare systems of belief and to weigh how much sense they make in comparison with one another. Most participants certainly come to the discussion with a point of view and have some hope of seeing their own worldview look stronger by way of this process of appraisal. But each person is also urged to be open to critique and willing to admit flaws and problems in their way of looking at things. After the article ran, several internet message boards and forums discussed it. Many heaped derision on the effort. One commenter said that Christianity makes no sense in the real natural world we live in, and so has no rational merit at all. Many objected to the view that secularism was a set of beliefs that could be compared with other systems. On the contrary, they said, it was merely a sensible assessment of the nature.